Do you ever think that somebody wrote a plan for your life? And
Well, you know, John, I've been so fortunate and so blessed in my life. I don't exactly understand why, but maybe there was a plan. I think probably there was. I'm the type of person that believes things happen for a reason, and nothing happens without something, some mind or something, causing it to happen.
You were constantly laying the plan.
Yes.
And following it, unbeknownst to you, all along to this place.
Yes.
That you're living in now.
That's correct.
You should mention your wife today, the mother
yes.
of two children.
Like I told you, my life got off to kind of a rough and tumble start. So I hate to say this, but by the time I was 17, I had a wife and a baby. My first baby was born at age 17. My last child, which is living here in Tulsa with me now, Landon Nickel, was born when I was 70 years old. So I was 17, for starts, and 70, when some people say, well, I guess you're through now. And I said, well, I guess so. But
And what's your wife's name?
Julie. Julie and I have been married for 22 years this past January 2nd. She's the mother of my two youngest children. Landon's 12, and Landon's sister, Julie's first baby, Mackenzie, is 19, and this is her first year at the University of San Diego.
Julie shared interest in horses and in nature and all? Is that what brought
together? Most so that brought us together, I think, was the horse thing. I was always fascinated by that, and I never had gotten to have a proper horse place, so we built a proper horse place, and she showed horses, both Western riding and English riding. And I showed halter horses. You know, that's kind of the beauty contest for horses. I did a little bit of the riding part, but mostly she did that.
I was talking to somebody the other day about horses. Will a horse bond, say, to you like a dog bonds to us?
I have not had that experience. And I think there are people that have had that experience. A local lady, Kristen Glover, has had that experience. She has had horses bond to her. Mostly, horses just do what they do, and that's graze. They learned how to run real fast to get away from trouble. And sometimes, if you feed them and you're the person that deals with them, you can whistle them up out of the pasture, and they'll come up to you. And, yeah, I think they do have that kind of a bonding with you. They're not like a dog, though.
Do they learn their name?
Yes, they do. You know, they're a lot smarter than we give them credit
for. I was going to ask you how smart a horse is.
Here's where they're smart. They're real smart about what they want. They're real smart about how to get what they want. They're not so much smart about what we want them to know, but they're real smart about what they want to know, dogs included.
Yes. That's right. We always talk about a horse that run into a burning barn. Is that true?
I don't know how horses evolved to this point. I don't know how they live through all of this stuff because they are a disaster waiting to happen. And they can get sick and they can get hurt in some of the weirdest ways. When you raise horses, you just come to expect it. They're going to get hung up in the fence, or they're going to get colic, or they're going to get this, they're going to get that. They just have their own way, and they did evolve, and they learned how to live.
Well, then that does lead to us questioning their brain powers at times, right?
I'm not sure how to answer that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have dogs here that live with us here at this home, and they're smart. They know a lot, and they are a lot more responsive to me than horses have ever been. Now, I don't want to exclude that for people like Kristen. She's gifted in that area.
Is she a horse whisperer?
Yeah, I think so. She's been world champion many times.
So much of this I've enjoyed because I came off a farm in North Dakota and wheat and potatoes and all that kind of stuff, and we had a horse. So it's fascinating to talk about these things with you.
Well, good. And it is for me, too, and I'm very glad to get a chance to meet you and learn about you.
Thank you.